All right. I want to come back to the devices that have these broader applications. Was there a sense in these local electronic companies that these were worthwhile products to manufacture because it was good to have that technology, it was good to have a head start in manufacturing devices that there'd be an ongoing demand for?
No. No, basically, what happened, what happened when the war was over, of course, all of a sudden, the need for radar was strictly government. I mean, there were no private concerns around who had microwave products that they were going to sell, microwave systems that they were going to sell, even though, for example, Westinghouse and General Electric and Motorola and Raytheon and all of these companies had built systems. There were very few of them that had systems that they thought they were going to sell to other, for civilian use. And immediately, of course, when the war was over, the amount of defense spending dropped dramatically. Mm-hmm. So that a lot of these companies were sort of floating around. Now, I went to work for the Submarine Signal Company. And the first contract that we got when the war was over was a contract with the, I believe it was with the Navy, but I don't remember exactly. It could have been with the Army, but I think it was with the Navy, to develop a Ku-band radar system. Now, Ku-band, during the war, there were two basic frequency ranges. One was in the 10 gigahertz range from 8600 to 9500 megahertz, and then there was the S-band frequency, which was like 2.6 to 3.4. I don't remember the exact frequency ranges, but it was S-band. One was 10 centimeters, the other was 3 centimeters.
You said megahertz, you mean kilomega?
No, I meant 8600 to 9500 megahertz, okay. Or 8.6 to 9.5 gigahertz.
Right. Okay.
In those years, there were kilomegacycles.
Right.
And so we worked in those two frequency ranges. So when the war ended, we at Sylvania at the Submarine Signal Company were given a contract. I believe it was by the Navy to develop a radar system in the frequency range around 18 to 26 gigahertz, a higher frequency, smaller waveguide. So we had a small microwave group there, and our function was to take all of the designs that had been developed, the whole radar system, and my part of it was the part that I was involved with the people that worked with me, were the components that went into the microwave component portion of this that went into the radar system. And you have to remember that all the other parts, the receiver and the modulator, were standard.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing different there. What was different was the waveguide components. They had to be smaller in size, and there were modifications. You could think of it as being a serious analog problem rather than a serious digital problem. Mm-hmm. And so we had to sit down and design all the various components, the mixers, the transmitting tubes, the receiving tubes, the antennas, everything. We had to design the whole thing to make a system that would operate at that frequency range, which we did.
Mm-hmm.
Then along came Korea, and people woke up to the fact that, gee, we'd better have a defense program. And so from that point on, with variations, the United States government and the Defense Department became the big customer for microwave work.
Mm-hmm.
And not until probably 10 years ago, 15 years ago, did we see a civilian market, or a non-defense market, or a serious non-defense market. There was always a market for microwave systems. For example, in commercial radar, boat radar, airplane radar, commercial airplane radar, and so forth. That started after World War II, and it gradually grew, and now it's a very big business. But the Defense Department, even up until just a few years ago, was the biggest market for microwave people. But now, every way you turn, you've got microwave applications, primarily radar systems, but you have it in, for example, my company makes a product that's used to work with people for treatment of cancer. And so there are many applications that are not usually well known by the layperson for microwave products. But after the war, it didn't die out, but it diminished rapidly. And then, of course, there was the euphoria. The war was over, and there was, now people had to make automobiles, and they had to build houses, and they were. So microwaves and that whole business was not very important. Mm-hmm. But I happen to be in a position where I stayed in the microwave field, and I've been in it ever since.